What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Back here at WEEI Afternoons, Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy, Stevens. It's just after 5 o'clock on a Monday. That means during the Celtics postseason run, it is time for Mego. Our friend Megan Ottolini joins us now talking Celtics basketball. She is, I believe, Mego, boots on the ground at the Garden, getting ready for game one.
I am. So I apologize for any background noise that's happening. I'm literally just off the side to the of the court in a little back hallway. So
Brag. If
anybody comes by and shouts, not my fault. Not my fault. I can't control it.
No, that's what we want. We want a taste and a feel and the ambiance and what's going on down there. My question is going to be this, though, because I am overly optimistic. And I think there's this weird thing where everybody thinks the Celtics are going to sweep. But people are afraid to be overconfident and disrespectful. So a lot of people say, well, Celtics in 5-4-1. But I really think there are a lot of people going into this expecting, even if they don't voice it, the Celtics to sweep this series. Is that overly optimistic or is that a realistic approach?
I don't think it's overly optimistic because obviously you saw them do that in the regular season and by an average about 16 or 17 points differential. So to say it's overly optimistic, I think, is kind of discrediting what the team was able to show you during the regular season. I went into the last round saying that I thought that they would sweep the Orlando Magic. The Orlando Magic put up quite a physical fight against them. So this round, I would guess 5, just because I do think that there's an opportunity for this Knicks team with their offensive firepower to come in and steal one.
So, Mega, how much of a difference, rather, should we say having Drew Holiday back at full strength or at least not being listed on the injury report, how much of a difference does that make just going forward in the postseason, but especially against the Knicks, who it seemed like he played some of his best basketball against this season?
It's going to make a tremendous difference, and it's going to make a tremendous difference, especially with the case of Jalen Brunson, because if you've watched much Jalen Brunson, especially in the playoffs, he's an extremely talented offensive player. We all know that he's the NBA Clutch Player of the Year. He also got to the line against the Celtics about 4.5 times during the regular season, which is under the 7-time average that he had against teams in the NBA overall. So this is a guy who some people, you know, take issue with the way that he is able to get calls and able to get to the line as a free-win shooter. But at the same time, you need somebody who's a really smart defender who can really control their body. And that's what Drew Holiday is at an elite level compared to anybody else in the NBA. So I think overall, it's going to be a struggle. The biggest challenge perhaps for the Celtics to keep Jalen Brunson off the free throw line, but having Drew Holiday out there and hopefully feeling much healthier than he was last round is going to be a major point in their favor.
Mego, even though the Celtics win 4-1 against the Magic, it wasn't easy. There were struggles throughout at various points, and including for individual players. I thought in particular that Kristaps Porzingis didn't play very well, especially defensively, got into some foul trouble at times. I thought your guy Peyton Pritchard struggled at times. Luke Kornet looked like he had never touched a basketball at times in that series. Which one of those players, or anyone else you might want to bring up, do you think has maybe the best opportunity to bounce back and be a positive force in this Knicks series?
It's a great question, Andy. I would say Kristaps Porzingis, you know, because he's somebody who has his own personal history with New York, where he started out his NBA career and where the expectations were so high for him as an individual player, as an all-star at that point before sustaining some of the injuries that we're all well-versed in. But with Porzingis, even if you look at the most competitive game in the regular series between the Celtics and the Knicks, which was that final game that actually went to overtime, and it was just a Celtics two-point win a couple of months ago at this point. Kristaps Porzingis had 8 three-pointers, which tied his career high. I think this is just going to be, compared to Orlando, a matchup that makes the Celtics look much more like the team that we saw them as in the regular season, a team where they're able to get up a ton of three-point shots, and that includes Kristaps Porzingis. And I think the floor is just going to look so much more opened up compared to round one.
The legend of Mego, Megan Onalini, joining us here live from the TD Garden in advance of game one of the Eastern Conference semifinals, Knickerbockers versus Celtics here on WEEI Afternoons. Okay, Mego, so let's say the Knicks prove that they're built for this. Side note, real quick, have you seen the T-shirts? Terp put up a photo of them. We got to stay in the fight. Where's that from? What is that all about?
What does it mean?
So that's been kind of a refrain that the team has had since the Orlando round, talking about that being a fight. And, you know, if Jalen said if they want to fight to see who goes to the second round, we can do that. So I think it's kind of asserting themselves as this physically tough team staying in the fight, not backing down. I'm sure gotcha. It has something to do with Missoula, too. Like, that guy loves all the MMA and jiu-jitsu stuff and everything.
Okay, so they want to stay in the fight. But let's say the Knicks take the fight to the Celtics. What is aside from the Celtics just going ice cold, shooting the three, and just not being able to bury buckets, what is the Knicks' blueprint for applying pressure to the Celtics, or at least, you know, extending this five, you know, what makes this the series that renews the New York versus Boston rivalry, if you will?
Well, you said it. I think a lot of it comes down to the three-pointer. Unfortunately for New York, I just don't think that they really have the defensive wherewithal to move the Celtics off the three-point line the way that we saw the Orlando Magic do last round. I think if you keep it a very close game beyond the last 5 minutes of those fourth quarters and put Jalen Brunson in a position that we've seen Donovan Mitchell in against the Celtics, quite frankly, speaking of somebody else in the Eastern Conference, where he's able to really carry that momentum into the final moments and be the superhero clutch player that we've seen him be. I'm also interested to see how OG Anunoby matches up against Jason Tatum, because that's who they're going to want on him. He was able to hold Cade Cunningham to 25 points per game in the last series against Detroit. He's going to be their number one defensive weapon against Tatum. If Tatum gets that switch onto Mikal Bridges, I think it's going to be night-night, to quote Steph Curry, who just moved on in the NBA playoffs last night.
Mego, in the first series, I thought there was like this perfect order of operations or hierarchy. Jason Tatum was the superstar doing the Larry Bird things, three-point games, 35 points. And then Jaylen Brown, his willing sidekick, was doing all the dirty work and at times in third quarters was hitting his elbow jumpers. And it was like, it was just all working perfectly. Do you see that continuing? Like, or do you think Tatum is ready to be start to finish, series to series, game one to game five, six, seven, the force that he's always been projected and expected to be, but hasn't always played out on the court in past postseasons?
If it's going to happen this postseason, I think it happens now, Andy, because again, this matchup between the Knicks and the Celtics is just kind of like a perfect continuation of what you saw the last three games from Jason Tatum, where he averaged 36 points per game in the last three games of that series against Orlando, and keep in mind how low scoring those games were. So we're going to be moving into a series, hopefully, against the Knicks where you see games where it's like 125 to 120. It's going to be much higher scoring games. And so for Jason Tatum to continue posting the kind of stats that we saw towards the end, I think, of that last series would really move him into the postseason playoff run that we've all kind of been lusting after for a couple of years now. We all know yep. he's the best player on the team. We all know he's the most important player on the team. But he hasn't put together, as you said there, Andy, like series after series after series, threading together kind of this complete work of art. And I think going from the Orlando series to this series to whatever happens if they move.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Forward, like this is perfectly poised for him.
So Tatum had a phenomenal playoff series, and we're hoping that, I don't know, maybe you call it aggressive, maybe angry Tatum continues his run and dominates the Knicks. So obviously he'd probably be the most logical choice for most valuable player in the series coming up. Porzingis averaged 25 points a game against the Knicks a couple times this year as well. Jrue Holiday, we talked about his elite defense and setting up the court for the Celtics, but let's say it was not one of those three. Mego, who would you pick as maybe the Celtic to rise to the occasion or to surprise people and be more pivotal than expected, or a player they can't win this series without?
A player they can't win this series without. I think that's
last series it was you know what I mean? Like last series, like they got off to such a slow start against the Magic. And then out of nowhere, it was Derek White time. And then, you know what I mean? Then Tatum woke up and took over.
Yeah, I guess I think that, I mean, I wouldn't ever wish one of them to go down. I just think that their depth goes so much further than what the Knicks have. But if you're asking who I think would be have an unexpected moment in this series. Mm-hmm. I mean, I still go back to Kristaps because, as I said before, he has so much personal history with New York.
Yeah.
I guess my expectation for the series is just that we're going to see a lot of offensive explosion. So if we saw, in addition to Jrue Holiday's assignment, where he's guarding Jalen Brunson, and he's also able to hit a couple of these extremely well-timed three-pointers, then I think that is just, you know, a special moment for him as a 34-year-old guy who sacrificed so much for this team. But I think at this point, it's just kind of like hard for these guys to surprise us when they're so well matched, you know?
Absolutely. And you touched on Jrue Holiday earlier, but have we put to bed every health concern? I know the injury report's clean, but, you know, it wasn't that long ago that Tatum was missing a game to the wrist. It wasn't that long ago we were getting pain management with Jaylen Brown. Are those all just things of the past?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so at all, Andy. I think that that's going to be the biggest question facing this team going forward, is that how, as they grind it out for the second year, going as deep as you can go in the playoffs, plus the Olympic Games last summer, how physically, you know, well is this team going to stay? And I hate to like go there because I feel like sometimes it's kind of like Fitzy, for example, like talking about preseason football where you're like, I'm just rooting for everyone to stay healthy. But there is a real component of that with the Celtics where because they've been through so much wear and tear and it can just take one awful moment, as we all held our breath last series with Jason Tatum, for the postseason to completely change. I think all of those, anybody who pops up on the injury report at this point, you got to keep an eye on and see how they're feeling game to game and series to series.
Overall, though, I feel like if hypothetically a radio host put some coin down on the over, the Celtics to cover, and Jason Tatum to have 25 points in a little parlay, you'd feel confident about that, right?
I don't know. I don't delve in those waters, Andy. I'm a little worried about your account. I would just say I think Tatum is, as I said at the very beginning of the conversation, I think this is going to be a really good matchup for him. I think that he's going to be able to, the control that he exhibited in the last couple of games that we saw against Orlando, where he did look like he was, had an edge to him. He did look like at times he was very frustrated with even some of the calls, but able to channel that into these ways that he was creating space against his defenders, popping off with those little fadeaway jumpers and picking his spots. Like, I just anticipate him being totally in the driver's seat. So I'm excited to see that.
All right, Mego, enjoy game one. Try to snag one of those T-shirts for yourself so you can stay in the fight with the Celtics. And make sure everybody reads you tomorrow morning, watches you on WEEI.com, and obviously tunes in again next Monday at 5 o'clock as we work our way through the postseason here. Thanks for joining us.
Love it. Happy Cinco de Mayo, guys.
Oh, that's right. Happy Cinco de Mayo. Margaritas for Mego.
We got churros here. We got churros here at TD Garden.
Churros?
I like
yes,
a good
one of the most underrated desserts
have, like,
in the world.
Three or four.
Oh, enjoy. You're lucky.
That's dipping sauce, though.
Oh, you're lucky. All right, Mego, have fun.
Okay, bye. Thanks, guys.
Cheers, Mego. Thank you so much. See, Andy, you know what I was thinking?
I like churros.
Churros are amazing. Sneaky, awesome snack.
You really are perfect for Awaken 180.
Well, they do a great job. I'm the perfect marketing ploy for them. I love eating food. I still eat food, and yet I look pretty good. I'm not going to say great.
That is almost
good.
Exactly what I just said to you. Yeah.
No,
well
I
put,
know.
Well put.
Actually, my son's daughter last night was like, "How do you not get fat?"
Your and son's like, daughter? Your
I
son
mean,
my, has a daughter?
My son's girlfriend was like, "How do you not get fat?" I was like, "The beauty of Awaken 180. Few little changes, you could make it to."
Oh my god! Awaken 180weightloss.com. This is a freaking infomercial. I was ready to talk about Peyton Pritchard, and you're touting your sponsor's benefits.
I actually think Peyton Pritchard is going to have a big series. I think
that's what I was sort of getting at with Mego. Like, okay, so we're all in on Porzingis, and Tatum is playing his best postseason basketball, and hooray, Drew Holiday's back. But I think because he's not going to be matched up against that gritty prison yard physicality that the Orlando Magic brought, like if he's free to release and just kind of do the Peyton Pritchard thing, I think he may have one or two games where he absolutely breaks the Knicks' backs in the series.
And that's the Celtics' way now, especially if they get the Tatum is the star, Jaylen is the Robin, and then, well, you'll have Porzingis will get his. Maybe tonight's Porzingis' night. Maybe he comes out, hits a couple early threes. He gets his 26 points in game one. Then maybe it's Derek White in game two. Then it's Pritchard. I just, you know, they're so deep, as Mego said, and this matchup, I just feel like, remember going into the Magic series, we said, oh yeah, the Magic keep it below 100 points. But of course, they also score below 100 points. And you see games that, not surprisingly, are like, well, it's 98-90 or in that range. I think
Rhymes,
the Knicks don't, I mean, the Knicks score and they give up points. So it's going to be this similar series to me, just with like plus 30, add like 20 to 30 points to each team's score, where the Celtics can control the game, play their style, shoot more threes, make more threes, score 130 points and win by 15. You know, oh, we gave up 115. Luckily, we scored 130, so we feel okay about it kind of deal. I don't know. It just seems too simple. Mego is with the rest of the world. It's going to be in five games, although I'll put her in the same category. I think if she was really being honest, she'd say, yeah, a sweep is very much a possibility. A sweep is very realistic to think about.
Agreed. Man, Jalen Brunson is wildly underpaid. Only makes by NBA standards. Granted, I'd figure out what to do with $25 million a year and probably never.
Oh, just $25 million?
Just, yeah, but Cat's making 50.
Yeah, well, he's been around a little longer. I'm sure Jalen Brunson will be making 50 soon.
The hell is Ananobi doing making $37 million a year?
Well, that's the problem. When you go down the rabbit hole of NBA contracts, you're like, this guy makes this much? How does he make that much? And then you find another guy, you're like, how does that guy only make this much? It's because basically it's when you get paid, right? Like, there'll be another one for Brunson coming that will be stupid money, and it'll just continue to evolve. 617-779-7937, WEEI Afternoons. Up next, I finally get to unveil my plan for the first base and the Boston Red Sox. The best plan.
The correct plan.
The correct plan.
The proper
winning plan. Stick
with
heart in 2025 and you'll be okay, Alex Cora. And then at 5:30, I'm really looking forward to it. I hope it goes great. I'm not sure it will. You never really know when we unveil a new segment here on WEEI Afternoons. It's Fitzy's 5 in honor of Cinco de Mayo. So Fitzy's 5 up next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, quick Trending Now by Dan Ball. I'm in control.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today.
Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.